Welcome, everyone. Today, we are going to take a deep dive into the artwork Minima Malilu Chukurpa by Clarice Tooking. This piece is rich in visual components and cultural narratives, offering us a unique opportunity to analyze the elements of art and principles of design seamlessly integrated into its fabric. Let's start by closely observing the artwork itself. What do you see? Think about the colors, shapes, lines, and overall feel of the piece as we go along. As we begin our observation, it's essential to note that the artwork is composed primarily using a technique known as dot painting, characterized by meticulously arranged dots of color. This method creates a vibrant experience for viewers, almost reminiscent of a topographic map where every dot contributes to the bigger picture. Now, let's identify specific elements of art present in Minima Malilu Chukurpa. Starting with line, we see a variety of types throughout the piece. Some lines are curved, winding their way across the canvas, while others are straight and defined. The line's directions help guide the viewer's gaze, almost as if they lead us on the journey that Malilu undertook across the landscape. They create pathways that connect various elements, emphasizing a sense of movement and unfolding narrative. Next, we move to shapes. There are both organic and geometric forms at play. The organic shapes can be identified in the circles representing water holes or features of the land, while geometric shapes might emerge from the structured patterns. These shapes interact with each other in a way that creates a harmonized composition. Have you ever considered how shapes can resonate differently based on their arrangement? Now let's delve into color. The palette used here is predominantly cool, with shades of blue and green, complemented by black and white accents. The dominant blues evoke feelings of tranquility and depth, perhaps mirroring the landscape through which Malilu travels. You might also notice the contrasting use of darker tones to create depth, which further enhances the emotional layers of the piece. This careful selection of color can guide your feelings and responses as you engage with the artwork. Texture is another vital aspect to consider. As we observe the surface quality, we note that the dots create a tactile effect, giving the piece a unique feel that could be both smooth and textured due to the layering. This texture enhances the visual experience. You can almost imagine the sensation of touching the painting and feeling each dot beneath your fingers. Does that bring a different perspective to your understanding of visual art? Next, let's analyze how space is utilized within this artwork. The positive and negative spaces are effectively balanced, allowing for a rhythmic flow from one area to another. Elements overlap, creating layers that suggest depth and continuity, much like the journey so beautifully told through the narrative of Malilu. This layering invites viewers to explore the piece rather than simply glance at it. Now, let's transition into the principles of design and think about how these elements are organized. When we consider balance, it's clear that the composition leans towards asymmetrical balance. The variety of shapes and colors distributes visual weight across the canvas, creating an engaging arrangement that feels dynamic yet harmonious. This balance allows the viewer to feel a sense of stability amid the flurry of detail, which can invite deeper contemplation. Harmony and unity are also critical in this artwork. The recurring shapes and colors create cohesiveness, suggesting that each dot and line plays a part in the story being told. You may find that this unity extends beyond mere aesthetics. It's about how the elements come together to communicate the rich cultural history surrounding Malilu. Contrast is evident throughout the piece, particularly when we look at light versus dark or smooth versus textured areas. This contrast enhances visual interest and highlights specific features, directing attention to focal points that serve as engaging touchstones within the artwork. For instance, the juxtaposition of vibrant colors against muted backgrounds can create areas of emphasis that pull you in. Speaking of focus, let's consider where your eyes are drawn. The circular shapes, perhaps symbolizing waterholes or moments of significance, seem to act as focal points. Their placement naturally draws your attention and may evoke inquiries about their relational meaning to the surrounding elements. As we explore movement, the arrangement of lines and shapes encourages the eye to dance around the artwork. You might find a path formed by the flowing lines that organically leads you from one area to the next, creating a sense of narrative progression. Isn't it fascinating how art can guide us through a story without a single word? Pattern and repetition also play crucial roles here. The dots create a rhythm, instilling a sense of continuity and flow, inviting viewers to explore the deeper meanings embedded within the artwork. This pattern not only adds visual interest, but also reinforces the storytelling essence of the piece. Finally, taking all this into account, we see how the elements and principles meld together to convey the profound tale of Malilu's journey. The combination of colors, lines, shapes, and textures speaks not only to personal exploration, but to collective memory and cultural heritage. In conclusion, Minima Malilu Tshukurpa is more than just a visual representation, it's a profound narrative woven into the fabric of Australian Aboriginal culture. The careful integration of elements like line, shape, color, texture, space, and form with principles of design such as balance, harmony, contrast, emphasis, movement, pattern, and proportion culminates in an artwork that compels viewers to engage deeply with its story. As you stand before this piece, consider how each component invites you to reflect on the journey of Malilu and the rich cultural tapestry of the Anangu Pitjant Jatjara Yankunit Jatjara lands. This artwork is an embodiment of not only a personal story, but also a collective history that spans generations. It allows us to explore themes of belonging, family, and cultural heritage while simultaneously serving as a visual reminder of the importance of storytelling in preserving history. Through our exploration, we've discovered how Minima Malilu Tshukurpa evokes not only the physical landscape Malilu traversed, but also the emotional resonance of her journey. By immersing ourselves in the colors, textures, and patterns, we create space for dialogue about identity, family lineage, and connection to land. So, as we wrap up our visual analysis, I encourage you to carry with you the understanding that art can act as a bridge to knowledge and culture. Reflect on how this piece connects to broader themes within art, history, and identity, fostering a sense of appreciation for the stories that art can tell. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Clarice Tuking's remarkable work. What thoughts or feelings has this piece stirred within you?